Moral injury has been applied to a lot of sectors, to the military, healthcare, veterinary medicine, educators. What do you think about it in the context of law?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of lawyers who go into this profession for really high-minded reasons, for morality, for ethics, for a sense that they want to do things that are right. They're motivated by order, by the rule of law, by standards, right, that are immutable. And when that is threatened, when people are fired for no reason other than they worked on an investigation that was targeting the, you know, the current president, or when cases are dismissed because not on the merits of whether the acts occurred, but because of the defendant's political value to the executive, like that undercuts, there's a moral injury for lawyers, for those of us who believe in the rule of law, in accountability, in all of those values. I mean, I think people in medicine, people in education go into those professions for these very virtuous, high-minded reasons. And when those systems break down or those values seem to be threatened, then it hurts and it diminishes morale and it makes good people turn away. I worry, for instance, to your question about law, that a lot of lawyers who work at the Department of Justice are now reevaluating that. We're saying, you know, I don't know if I want to be a part of this anymore. All those things that motivated me to seek my position as a federal prosecutor, I'm not really confident any longer that that is a shared value, and therefore they're going to hollow out this really important institution. So there are long-term systemic effects of moral injury that, again, we've got to recognize and reckon with.